And now dictation for Lori Baker, B-A-K-E-R, January 1170, address as a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Twaits, T-H-W-A-I-T-S-P-A-C, 2915348. Here, Mr. Twaits, a follow-up for Mrs. Baker. Chronic renal failure, hypertension, small kidney on the right side, the last visit in June. Responding to diuretics, 18-pound weight loss, trying to do also salt and fluid restriction. She was on vacation, now is back working. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood. She's physically active without restrictions in terms of chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Have seen cardiology and they are planning to do a new echo. She's cutting down on smoking, presently about a third pack a day. No purulent material hemoptysis. No claudication symptoms. Edema improved. Review system otherwise negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the Norvas, hydralazine, HCTC, Demadex. On cholesterol, thyroid treatment. On Protanix, off Dilosartan and off Triamterene, T-R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E. Next paragraph, today blood pressure was high, 210 over 100 right-sided. She, however, is awake, alert or intestine 3, attentive, normal speech. She has chronic deviation of the right eye to the lateral area. No respiratory distress, no carotid Brewer JBD, no localized RALS, no pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial RAP, no ascites extended masses, edema improved, no focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home also is running high in the 180s. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. In June, creatinine rising 2.2 over time. Blood test needs to be updated. There is a low sodium, normal potassium, low bicarbonate 17, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus normal, TSH mild elevated 6.3, however, T4 is normal. Low HDL, other cholesterol profile not elevated. 100 of protein in the urine. No blood. Next paragraph. A prior kidney ultrasound, as you are aware, show a small kidney on the right, 6.7, low normal on the left, 9.9, without evidence of obstruction. We did peak systolic velocity to assess for renal artery stenosis. The velocities were not suggestive of this problem. We consider abnormal 180, some people 200 or more. She was much less than that. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, stage 4. Numbers needs to be updated in a monthly basis. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, severe hypertension. Small kidney on the right. No evidence of renal artery stenosis based on arterial Doppler. She mentioned prior concerns about losartan, caused 10 points drop of GFR. This was a few years back and was forced to be stopped. Next number is smoker without respiratory failure. Next number is small kidney on the right sided without gross renal artery stenosis. Next number, uncontrolled hypertension. I'm going to increase the hydralazine. To 40 milligrams three times a day. We might go all the way to 100. She is compliant with medications and trying to do low salt. She's already on loop diuretics, given the advanced renal failure, as well as combined with hydrochlorothiazide. She's going to call us on the next few days with new blood pressures, as we want to bring it down as fast as we can safely. I do not see an indication to put her in the hospital. The importance of stopping smoking. Come back on the next 4 to 6 weeks or early as needed. We'll see what the new chemistry shows, end of dictation,